This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to On the Bench. I'm your host for this episode, Brendan Sinone. Not joined by anyone in particular right now, but that'll change briefly. We're going to do basically something a little bit different over these next 3 days, and that is going to be interviews with FSU's coordinators. Going to start off with Adam Fuller, then we'll be joined by Alex Atkins on Tuesday, and then finally John Papuchis, Coach JP, walk with him on Wednesday. So going to have interviews with the coaches to kind of preview spring and get you going as spring practice is right around the corner here in the next week or so. Every single interview is going to have different points of information, tidbits, some funny moments, in my estimation. And we're going to get to learn a little bit more about the upcoming spring practice and get an idea of what this team could look like from the coach's point of view. So appreciate all three coaches for joining me. Before we get going with the Coach Adam Fuller interview, give a shout out to our sponsors, Chattanooga Whiskey, killing it in the craft distillery game. They do an exquisite job with standard bourbon, high-proof bourbon, the 111's awesome, rye whiskey. They do a great job with everything. I just got my hands on their experimental finish, their white port wine bottle. One of the best bottles I've had for them so far. Excellently done. Very bouquet of fruit and baking spices. Just excellent in what we come to expect from Chattanooga Whiskey. Anything they attempt to do, it's going to be done with a high level of quality. You can find them at sealbacks.com. You can find them at Publix. All over the place, guys, in the Southeast at this point. It's hard to not find it. You don't have to work too hard to look for it. And then also want to give a shout out to, sorry, Colin, the Turner Group. Colin, Amy, Becky, Griff Broker, everyone with the Turner Group does such a phenomenal job of keeping in touch throughout the daunting process of buying a home, selling a home. They make it as easy as possible. You want to have people that you trust, people who are going to work hard, people who are connected in making this process a little bit easier. That is the Turner Group. All right, without further ado, let's get to the interview series here, starting off with Adam Fuller. If we can just do a reflection, to start off here, what's one play that to you really symbolize what this defense was all about, like what you want a Florida State defense to look like as a jumping off point here?
A single play from the entire 13-game season?
Yeah, just one. You're really good. You have a really great memory, so I'm testing you here.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not hard to find plays. It's just hard to pick one.
A play. It doesn't have to be the best play. A play that you take pride in. You're like, yes, this is what we do at Florida State.
Well, obviously the Clemson sack fumble was a huge one just because of the momentum of the game, that point in the season, and everything that we tried to make sure that we had. I actually got a picture of it up there somewhere.
I see it.
It's over there.
What? Hey, what? Adam, would Braden Fisk, if Braden picked up that ball,
yes,
he was supposed to, would he have, he would have scored definitively.
Yeah, there were five players.
I mean, yeah. Well, there were four: Tatum, Jared, Fisk, and Kalen.
I'm sure they would have escorted him.
As he escorted Kalen. Yeah.
So, but that one, I think the fourth down stop against LSU on the opening drive was, you know, one. Tatum's pick in the championship game was one. When Jared threw a human being into the quarterback against Florida was one.
And against Louisville. There's a bunch of them.
And Louisville, yeah. There were a lot of them against the Louisville. So.
Which takes me to my next topic is just seeing what these veterans did at the combine. And, like, we know the work that they put in and that showed on the field. But to see it, like, manifest in that next stage of their development as they try to make it to the NFL, like, how cool and gratifying, I guess, was that for you, Adam, to see them perform what they did?
Yeah, it's part of the joy of coaching when you see those successful moments. You know, I think the strength of the individual is the team, but – because I think they'll all attest to that, that part of their growth was because of the people around them. But to see them shine on their individual moments is good. But I love seeing, like, snippets from the combine and seeing, you know, Fisk and Jared hugging each other, or Tatum, you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. and Kalen, and when Jarion, and, you know, just that stuff, because they'll have relationships forever. And I think when you see that impact of the team on those individuals, I think those are the moments that I, you know, grab the most appreciation from, just the togetherness of the bond those guys created with each other.
It was undoubtedly a special group. And so, like, the next stage of this is to keep that going. Like, and I think that's what a lot of fans are interested in. Like, who's next, who kind of carries the mantle emotionally, leadership wise, who are guys that you've gotten these data points to tour duty to kind of see, like, who's stepping up in that regard as we look to the future, Adam?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can build that daily, B, but I think, you know, that stuff really starts to cement itself when you get on the grass together too. You know, you can create those moments here in the tour of duty. I think that's important. You know, but I think these guys all train because they want to play football. And so when football starts being played, I think you see the personalities really to take shape of this new team in 24. I think the guys that have played a good amount for us, you do see some of that emergence for them. You know, I think DJ Lundy's really trying to be intentional with that in mind. I think Shaheem Brown is very intentional with, you know, you just DJ, I'm saying, is for sure intentional with just the way he's trying to operate daily. You feel that improvement with him from that realm. Shaheem has just continued that process. You know, those are two guys that for sure jump out. Not saying other guys aren't, but they definitely have taken the reins a little bit.
When you say intentional, like, what does that entail? Like, in a day, like, I think a lot of us don't understand what these guys do on a day to day.
Yeah, I think intentional of this. We have walkthroughs. They end at 6:30. There's going to be food served in the Fig. And DJ doesn't leave because he wants to sit down there and be around his teammates. And I think before he'd look around and there'd be enough other people kind of setting that example. And maybe he would just, all right, I'm going to say what's up and I'm going to head out and kind of get up on my schoolwork or my business and whatever that is. So when I say intentional, it's the things that you know need to get done. They may be in the dark, but you're willing to do those things. You know, and those, that's just a little example, if that makes sense.
You mentioned Shaheem, and, like, we got a chance to see, we get a window into tour duty one day, which is awesome. It's really cool to see with the work they put in. But, like, what impressed me so much, Adam, is, like, front of the line, like, consistently. And I'm sure that you talk about intentional. Like, is that part of, like, his growth of, like, stepping up to be, like, a guy who's been here now for 4 years and to lead in that
way? I think Shai's always wanted to be that player. Even when he came in here that first week, I mean, he's always been somebody that – he's got a, a caretaker personality. Like, he's always, not this in a negative, but he cares about others and he wants others to do well. Mm-hmm. And sometimes early in his career, that took away from his own growth because he was so concerned about everybody else, not as much as how they perceive him, but how he can affect them and help them. I think now, as you know, as he cemented his ability to be a playmaker for us, and his skills have gone up. I think you're seeing that kind of come to fruition. I mean, he's always been a front of the line guy. I just think it's more paramount now, or you see it more now, just because, you know, his role in the team has increased too.
So looking at the data points that you do have going into this spring, what do you think this defense brings physically? I think those are things that you can definitely see somewhat like early on at this point, like with the door duty, you can kind of see that they're big and fast.
We can legitimately run. We've got speed everywhere, and we've got a lot of depth. We've just got to create the top of the triangle, right? I think we've got as many players from groups 1 to 3 right now that we've ever had here, you know? And, you know, last year we were really deep up front. We had a lot of A players too. You know, I think we're just trying to not define roles yet, because that's still a long way from kicking off against Georgia Tech, but you're trying to define things daily. And I think we've just got to allow these guys to kind of go out there and play. And then since there's so much good quality depth, I think competition will kind of shake that stuff out. And I think we're starting with a really good set of depth pieces at a lot of different positions. So, but there's still a lot of questions to be answered just because we've got less answers right now. But I think we've got a lot of good information, if that makes sense. Like, you know, if you're starting a study, like you've got a bunch of great study sheets right now. You're just trying to get down to, okay, what answers are the ones you're going to use? And I think that's what this time is used for, trying to narrow that stuff down. But, you know, I think our strength will be our speed and will be our depth. You know, I think obviously it's no secret to know that we're less experienced, but I love that part of it because that focuses on the coaching now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I'm smiling because I remember a conversation with you a few years ago, maybe in year 1 or going even to year 2. And like, you guys were trying to have enough like defensive ends just even on scholarship, forget even like having answers or guys in the stage of their development. Do you ever marvel like how much, like how far this is? And this is what you guys do, but like, it is cool to see where it's coming like 4 or 5 years, man.
Yeah. I'm still trying to make sure we get the right defensive tackles on third down on the field. Like I'm with you, buddy. Yeah. But I mean, if it wasn't that way, we wouldn't be here. I don't really think of it, you know,
and leave it up to me to think of the narratives. And
I appreciate, is that a good time to use the word retrospect?
Yes, that would have been perfect. In retrospect, yeah. In hindsight, nailed it.
Retrospect.
All right, you mentioned defense alignment and pass rush situations and stuff. Let's talk about the depth of that. It was remarkable to see Matt Torre due to the amount of like big bodies that can move, the sheer volume of it. And obviously, you have to replace some really good athletic linemen interiorly and with Jared. Like, who takes up those roles potentially? Who's in? I guess who's impressing you, or who do you have in mind? I know there's going to be a lot of names here, given the depth that you've accumulated.
I mean, I think start with the guys that are returning. I mean, if this is Patrick Payton, Josh Farmer, like they've got to go play at an elite level, that's going to be important for us. And the great thing about that is I think they can. They have the ability. They've got the right history of being around us to be able to create that momentum for them to have elite seasons. Daryl Jackson's now been with us for 2 years. He's played in one game, but I think this needs to be the greatest time of his life right now, and we got to help him do that. So that stuff happens. You got like a lot of reminders on your computer, by the way, and like that freaks me out. You got so much stuff open, like. How do you deal with that? I'm sorry, that has nothing.
I thought you were talking about mine, which I do as well. It's like, how can you see mine? We might have an issue here.
People drive me crazy. I shut my things so much. Like, I don't, like, I have no icons on my screen because I just like going to my, I just like the screen be the screen. I don't
it's
like
a, this tracks with your personality. It's a clean, healthy way of living. I was just looking through my alarms because we had to get up particularly early. I usually get up 5:30 anyways, but I get up a little earlier.
I have one alarm.
Adam, I have about 300 alarms.
Every time I have to set it and say, you know what? I don't have to wake up at 4:15 today. I delete that one or just reset it to 5, like one alarm. And like, again, I could be telling one alarm coach, like, why do you have 16 different times? Like, you use those all today? Oh, no, that was like last week. I'm like, why don't you delete it? We got those guys that have been, and then – obviously, we brought a lot of people in, but you know, there's like different groups. Yes, I don't understand if you're training. Are those laps that you're taking and you're doing your intervals?
I'm showing Adam that I have alarms at 7:50, 7:51, 7:53. It's just not deleting stuff.
Do you press snooze too?
No, usually I'm get up and go kind of guy. Yeah,
because I don't understand snooze either. Like you get up to get up, not get up to keep sleeping to. Press another button. Like, I don't understand that.
Snooze is emotionally abusive to yourself.
It makes no sense to me. Like, if you got to get up, then get up. If you don't, then keep sleeping. Like, it's too complicated.
All right, this is my fault. My fans will yell at me if I don't ask you about Marvin Jones Jr., the legacy. It's a lot.
Yeah, excited. Love him. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's 260 pounds, and he came here because he wanted an opportunity. And he wants to be a dynamic defensive end in major college football. So we had a need. He had a want. We had a pre-existing relationship. Now it's his time to go show it and go achieve it. And the greatest thing about it is he knows exactly what we're looking for. We have a relationship. And now he's just got to go take advantage of the opportunity, which sometimes is the hardest thing to do in life when everything's set up for you to take advantage of it. But then you've got to go do it. But I've got all the confidence in him that he will. And the good thing is we've got a bunch of good players around him to help get that done.
Last question for you, because we're running out of time here. And you could probably have a multitude of answers here, so it isn't particularly fair what I'm asking. But like a player who represents development in your mind, like who do you think is poised to kind of take that next step? Like if Shaheem Brown was an example of that last year, Josh Farmer, of guys who gradually progressed year over year in the way you expect a college player to, like who's making those strides right now? Who has the potential?
You know, that's a great question because like it actually makes me, because there's probably five or six names that immediately came to my mind, which is really good, right? Like that's because, you know, I think last year we went into a thing and said, well, these eight guys, they're probably going to start for us and they're going to be, they need to be really good. You know, now I think the growth, the big pool of our guys is probably what you just said. And, you know, and so here we go. You ready? Like, and this, like Dan Lyons, KJ Sampson, Juice Cryer, Omar Graham, Blake Nicholson, Quindarius Jones, Edwin Joseph, Conrad Hussey, all those names that I just brought up, you know, I mean, they all fit in that pool that I think can be all league players if the coaches, if we do our jobs right and those guys take advantage of the opportunity.
And that points to depth too. Like those are guys are all competing for,
yeah,
for
I mean, you look, I mean, we've got the Daryl, kind of Daryl, but Josh, DJ Lundy, Peyton, AZ, Fentrell, Shaheem. You've got that group of people. Then you've got the group of Nusi, Marvin, Tomawa, Devontae Brown, Sean Murphy, right? You've Earl Little. You got that group of guys that we either have played, just haven't played here, but have the ability. Then the next group is that group that I just basically named. The Quindarius Jones, the Conrad Hussey, KJ Kirkland, Juice Cryer, Blake Nicholson, Omar. Omar can kind of go in his own category probably just because he played, but he was a little bit banged up, but I have high expectations for him. Probably put Omar Graham in the category of Danny Lyons, to be honest with you. The guys that played some, we have expectations for them and come in and play. And so really see it, it's probably in like three different tiers, the, you know, on defense. The guys that have played, now it's time to be played at elite level. And then there's the group of development that we talked about. Then there's the newcomer transfer group. Then probably the fourth group is the group of the Charles Lesters, like the Jamari Howards, the, you know, I mean, Jaden Parrish, like that group of what is that going to look like? So you could probably break that grouping up into four different groups and you can talk for a long time about each group for the reasons they need to be ready, you know?
Which is why this is such a fun, intriguing spring coming up because so many puzzle pieces are on the table. So, all right, Adam, I'll let you run, man. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it as always.
See you, buddy.
Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.